here. As I share in the first service, I'm so excited. I'm so thankful that I don't have to wear the mask and I can see you guys wearing the mask. So that's an extra point for this. As we enter this, or as we prepare for this Thanksgiving week, you know, make me think about, you know, I'm from Guatemala. In Guatemala, we don't celebrate Thanksgiving. What we do as a family is like we get together for, you know, the end of the year on the, 31st of December. We get together and we just, you know, get the time. We have dinner, but we spend the time to thank God for everything that we did through the year or everything that has happened through the year. And just, you know, praise God for that and receive the new year, you know, trusting in God and asking for his blessings for the new year. So it's not our Thanksgiving celebration, but it's our Thanksgiving celebration. But it's a little different. We do it in December, but not in November. And here, now that my kids, you know, they're born here, they just get so excited about the, you know, Thanksgiving celebration as is here, you know, as you celebrate it here. Two years ago, we were going to Guatemala to visit my family. And one of my boys want to go for, you know, hunting for the turkey. He want to go like having the whole experience, I guess, to have a turkey at home. And then also, you know, when we were getting ready to go to Guatemala, you know, we were unable to do the hunting thing. So he knew that at the store, you know, there are lots of turkeys. So he want to bring the turkey down to Guatemala. So like another thing that we can to do. So my sister kind of prepared that, you know, meal for us. And we're just having a blast having the delicious turkey prepared with Guatemalan flavors. So we had the Thanksgiving celebration down in Guatemala. So which is kind of cool to see how the things get together. But, you know, for us to remember, it's not about the turkey. It's about being thankful. It is not about just, you know, one time of the year, but living throughout the year a thankful life, you know, for what we have received, you know, what God has done in our lives and who he is for us. So that's a good reminder. And that was a good preparation for me, you know, and just I'm going to, you know, it's kind of hard sometimes to be thankful because I focus myself more in things that I don't have instead of the things that I have. So that makes me, you know, complain about what I don't have, you know, what I should have instead of being thankful for what I really have. So I went to the, you know, dictionary and trying to find some meanings about thankfulness. And, you know, there are three words that kind of relate to each other. And the meaning for thankfulness is aware and appreciative of a benefit, grateful, feeling or showing an appreciation of kindness because of something we received, and gratitude, our emotion that relates to our ability to feel and express thankfulness and appreciation. So kind of three words that come together, and in all of that, you know, it's just how a thankful heart should be. And one is a feeling, you know, just, you know, how we feel about when we receive something, how we feel about, you know, getting, you know, what we were expecting. And the other part of that is an action, you know, requires an action. So that's when you feel like you show your gratitude to others for what you received. I went also to look for some sources, you know, about the effects that an attitude of thankfulness have, you know, the effects of an attitude of thankfulness. So what I found is that studies show that the more thankful one is, more mentally healthy they are. And the other one, research shows that thankfulness can lead to increased optimism, and it's a habit positive people make a point to practice. So, you know, it's kind of fun to be with somebody that is thankful instead of somebody that is complaining for everything, you know, like you're trying to make that better, but it's okay, you know, if you try this, or this is good, oh no, that's not good, or you're trying to make that person feel better, and it's like nothing that you say, it will make that person feel better or thankful, right? So, you know, for us to be aware of that, it will be mentally healthy people, are the ones that are thankful. So that's a good, you know, point for us to remember. It's an effect that is good for us, but also for the people that are around us. I want to read a scripture in Luke 17, verse 11 and 19 that says, on the way to Jerusalem, he was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices, saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. When he saw them, he said to them, go and show yourselves to the priest. And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, were no 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreign? And he said to him, rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well. We have read this story many times, and I think this is the time where we hear that story. It is very common, but it's really important for us to pay attention to this. And you know, for these 10 people that were, you know, sick, you know, I can imagine having that kind of, you know, skin condition, you know, can imagine, you know, the itchiness that they feel, the pain, you know, trying to stop that itchy or like, but not also that, the feeling on their bodies, but also that they have to be far away from their families. You know, they have to wear this bell kind of, you know, for people to know that they were coming or like, so for people to be aware that they were sick. So being away from the family, so not just the pain, the suffering that you're going through, but you have to be separated from the ones that you love. So it's just a lot that they have to deal with. And, you know, for here, you know, the people that were healed, you know, they have leprosy, and they have, for them to be able to prove that they were healed, they have to be presented, you know, to the priest. So the priest will, you know, declare them that they were healed. So that's why Jesus told them to go back. As they went back, they were healed. So you can imagine, you know, going back and kind of like, yeah, really, I'm going to get healed or whatever. But they were walking by faith. And then, you know, and they start being clean little by little. So when they show to the priest, they will heal. But how many came back to say thanks? One, right? Only one. From 9, only one came back to give thanks. I guess the other ones were thankful. You know, can you imagine going through that and not feeling anything? You know, they should be thankful, I guess. But they didn't come back to Jesus and say thank you. And not only that, but I think the way that he was praising, you know, he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. Imagine that. I would go crazy. Like, I can't imagine. I'm healed. You know, I'm restored. I don't have that pain, that itchiness. I don't have anything. I can go back to my family. I can't imagine that feeling. And then he did. He went back. And then also he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. That teaches a lot. You know, it's not only the feeling like, oh, thank you. But it's like, thank you, God. You know, and then the way that he remembered how he was, how sick he was, and how he was clean now. And that makes me think about how I was, you know, the place that I am or I was before God came to rescue me and give me a new life and give me salvation, the forgiveness of my sin. So I was like that, you know, kind of, you know, the kind of people that I don't want, nobody wants to be close by. But God gave me the opportunity to come and be clean because of him, because of who he is. So I should be thankful. I should be like, not the one, the 9 that were just feeling like, thank you. But the one that was like, thank you, God, thank you for healing me. And then really coming back to him with a thankful heart. And then I want to give you today, you know, ways of, 4 ways that we can show thankfulness to God. But the first thing that we need to know is, why should I be thankful to God? And the first one is because of who God is. You know, in Guatemala, not in Guatemala, but in my family, we don't celebrate, you know, Christmas with, you know, a Santa Claus kind of thing. We just, you know, we celebrate, we have good time together as a family, and we don't even give gifts in our family. But from my family, my husband's family, they celebrate Christmas, and they have, I think they believe in Santa Claus kind of thing. So how we combine the two together, you know, not leaving behind any one of us. So we told our kids that everything that we receive or anything that we want, we come before God and we pray, because He's our provider. He's the one who gives us what we ask for. Santa Claus is the mailman, you know, who brings the toys. So we kind of combine the two things in there. So, you know, this week, or like it's been for I don't know how long, we received lots of news, and with all the list of toys that you can imagine. And you see my three boys just looking all the toys and checking what they want. And then one of them come to my husband and say, "Daddy, look what I want." And he start coming. I think just only three things that he wanted, but it was like kind of expensive ones. And Javier said like, "Oh, that's expensive." And then my son comes and say, "Oh, Daddy, you don't have to worry about that." It's like, really? What a teaching moment, you know, because he understood. He is able to understand that everything, God is the one who provides, which we have to understand and learn. We have to go and have another talk. You know, that God doesn't give us everything that we ask for. He gives us what we need and even more. Sometimes we ask for something, He gives us more than that, and He surprises us. And sometimes He doesn't give us some things because it's for our own good, because He's faithful and He's justice and He's God and He knows what is good for you and for me. So it was a teaching moment for us to be able to understand, like, He doesn't have to worry about that. He has it all. And that is the kind of God that we need to be able to get to know, you know, to be able to experience Him and be able to recognize and be able to say, this is my God. He is my provider. He is my protector. He is my healer. He is my Savior. He is my Lord. He's not my creator only, but He is my God. And that makes a big difference. So that's why we're here, knowing who God is. And then there are some scriptures that I want you guys to spend some time, because I don't have too much time, but I would love for you guys to go to the website and check on the notes there. Psalms 145:3 says that because of who God is, so He's great. Psalms 97:12 says because He is holy. Psalms 107:8, because of His unfailing love. And Psalm 7:17, because He's just. Psalms 54:6, because He is good. And Psalms 118:1, because He is kind and merciful. Spend time and ask God just to show you. If you don't know Him in those, you know, in those names, or you haven't really experienced that and being able to see that He's great and He's amazing, He's, you know, so loving that He's not gonna fail us because of what we do or what we don't do. You know, He's gonna protect us and He's gonna take care of every need that we have. And then He's just. He's gonna give what is right for you and what is right for us, not what we think is right. You know, He's good and He's never gonna change. So spend time as we get prepared for this Thanksgiving week. Just spend time with God and get to know Him and learn more and grow more in that. And that will help you to express, you know, the ways that we can be thankful. So how I should thank God. Here are four things that we can show Him. Not just the feeling, but our actions will show how thankful we are for who He is. Number one, by singing from the heart. Psalms 147:7, sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Make melody to our God on the lyre. I guess. Psalms 107:1-22. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His steadfast love endures forever. And let them offer sacrifices of thanksgiving and tell of His deeds and songs of joy. And 1 Chronicles 16:23-27, which is not there, says, sing to the Lord, all the earth. Proclaim His salvation day after day. Declare His glory among the nations. His marvelous his marvelous deeds among all people. For great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods, for all gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and joy are in his dwelling place. I have three boys. So they pretty much, the three of them like sports. So when the team that they like is winning, they go crazy. The middle one is not that crazy, but the other two may be a little loud and going crazy about, you know, when they score something. Okay, but when they don't, you know, you can hear them too, like complaining, you are not doing what you're supposed to do. But anyway, so do you think that's excited? You know, that's okay to be excited about sports, but being here cheering for God is no okay? It's not okay. Oh, it's okay, right? No, it's okay. We can say, oh God, you are holy. I don't know what that song is, but anyway. Or, oh God, you are holy. You know, instead of just singing from the heart, singing from inside of you, saying, God, you really are that. I'm really meaning when I'm worshiping. I really mean it when I'm saying those words because of who you are. You really are the good creator, our savior, our provider, our healer, our God, our restoration. You know, the God that really cares for you and cares for me. So don't tell me, I don't think that it's okay for you to scream out there for your sports or team or whatever, but you don't do that in here. We should do better. We should do better from your heart. I don't say you just jump or do what I want. No, you know and God knows you. But when you're here, you can tell God, this is from my heart. This is really what I want you to hear, because it's a way to say thank you, God, when I'm worshiping you, when I'm here every Sunday, when I'm washing dishes, when I'm cooking, when I'm doing something, I'm worshiping you. It's not just Sunday morning, but it's every day when I'm thank you, when I'm so thankful for you, what you have done in my life, or for who you are in me or to me. Number two, by praying. Hebrews 13:15 says, let us continually offer up sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of lips that acknowledge his name. My kids, going back to my kids, you know, we are virtual this time, this year. And, you know, it's funny because before when they were going to school, we didn't have time just to sit at the table and eat. But this time, we sit at the table in the morning, like for breakfast, for lunch, for snack. I'm sorry, I missed that. For breakfast, for snack, for lunch, and then dinner again. So imagine sitting at the table again to say, thank you, God, for food. Thank you, God, for my lunch. Thank you, God, for dinner. And then sometimes or many times, it's just like a repetitive thing that we do because we know that we have to say thanks. But how many times I really mean it? How many times I really say, you know, really, God, thank you. I know moms, we do, or maybe dads too, but I heard that a lot from my mom, and I'm doing it too. I tell them, you know, you should be thankful what you're eating because there's a lot of kids that don't have any food on the table, right? And I do the same thing. But it's real. It is real. You know, I just have a video, and I went on the, you know, for people in Venezuela, I pulled that video, and I want to show my kids, you know, how the families were struggling, moms crying because they don't have anything to give the kids. They were giving water to the kids so they don't feel don't feel hungry, at least for a little bit. And then we complain because we have beans again, because we have pizza again, because we have turkey again, you know, instead of saying, thank you, God, and praying and taking the time to really say, you know, God, thank you for your provision. Thank you for being faithful to us and to our family. Number three, by sharing the good news. Isaiah 12:4 says, give praise to the Lord, proclaim his name, make known among the nations what he has done, and proclaim that his name is exalted. In 1 Chronicles 16:8, give praise to the Lord, proclaim his name, make known among the nations what he has done. When something happened, something good happened to us, we go and tell others about it. When we go to a good restaurant, when we do something that is fun, or we find a great place to visit, we go and tell others about that. My brother came to visit in June, and he was taking some vitamins, which, you know, make him feel really good. And he wanted me to try that, and I haven't tried it by any way. So you say, that doesn't look like it's working. But, you know, if you want, you're thinking about that. But anyway, but he brought me a bottle of that because he thought it was good and make him feel better. So he wanted that, you know, share that with me. And, you know, with Miss Dev, you know her. She loves go camping. You know, she goes everywhere, and she want to share that experience with whoever she can. So she invited us to go, and she kind of make us go because we were like, I don't know if we can do that day. I don't know. We were making all this, making this option, like we couldn't make it kind of thing. Then she said, you know, I have this day off. You guys want to come? We can go and do. And then we got it. We went finally, and we had the blessed experience. You know, it was the first time for us to go camping, and we enjoy it. So she wanted for us to have that experience and have a good moment, which we did. And then that's why she invited us there. And what about us? We have even better good stuff to tell others about it. The good news, you know, about God, about salvation, is something that is not going to be last for just a little bit for the time that we go to, you know, even if we went to McDowell, very close. But it was very good time. It lasted very short. But for this, for eternity, for our salvation, we're talking about eternity, where we want our family, where we want our friends, where we want the neighbors to spend eternity forever. Where do you want that? That's a good news that we need to share. And that's a way that we can show thankfulness to God. It's a way that we can say, thank you, God, for loving us, for caring for me, for giving me that gift, that precious gift of salvation. I want to share that with others because of thankfulness, because I know that means something amazing in my life, and I want that for other people to have. So that's number three. Sharing the good news. And number four, by giving. Deuteronomy 16:10 says, then celebrate the festival of weeks to the Lord your God by giving a freewill offering in proportion to the blessings the Lord your God has given you. 2 Corinthians 9:11 to 12, you will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion, and through us your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. This service that you perform is not only supplying the needs of the Lord's people, but is also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God. And I want to read you this story about Mary. It says, that's in Mark. It's not there, but you can read that if you want. Mark 14:3-9. And while he was at Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he was reclining at a table, a woman came with an alabaster flask of ointment of pure nard, very costly, and she broke the flask and poured it over his head. There were some who said to themselves indignantly, why was the ointment wasted like that? For this ointment could have been sold for more than 300 denarii and given to the poor. And they scolded her. But Jesus said, leave her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has done a beautiful thing to me. For you always have the poor with you. And wherever you want, you can do good for them. But you will not always have me. She has done what she could. And as she has anointed my body in beforehand for burial, and truly I say to you, wherever the gospel is proclaimed in the whole world, what she has done will be told in memory of her. You know, what a great example. You know the how many denaries were? 300, which means it was kind of the salary for a year. You know, so that was what she paid for that, and she didn't even care. She just brought that and poured out on Jesus because she was you know, out of thankfulness, because she was so grateful for what he has done in her life, so that she didn't even care about that, but she wanna give everything, you know, for her, for him. And that's a great example for us. You know, we have lots of things. You know, nobody can say, you know, I don't have anything to give to the to God. My mom was at home. She stayed at home, you know, the whole, when we were raised. And I remember my dad bringing, you know, giving her like monthly, you know, some kind of money for she to buy the food that we need. So she didn't have it. That wasn't her payment, but that was just the you know, to buy the food that we need. But from that, my mom will take the, you know, the 10% to bring the tithes to the Lord, to the church. And that just told me a lot, because we have something. There is something that we can give back to the Lord. I remember then we are a family of eight, counting my parents. So my dad used to buy the big box of beans and rice and sugar, because we ate a lot, and that will be, you know, kind of cheaper if we buy in a big stock instead of like pound by pound. So they usually have that there. And then when my mom will see somebody in need, she will bring, you know, a bag of beans, a bag of rice to somebody else. So it was a way for her to show thankfulness to God, because she had something. And that told me that we have more than that. We have lots of things. If you go back to your closet, you see that you have lots of things. If you go back to your pantry, you have lots of things. We have lots of things to share with others. But also makes me think about, you know, we have life. You know, God gives us the opportunity to live every day. And without you guys, you being alive, or me being alive, I won't be able to do anything. But because of the life that he gave me, the opportunity that he gives me every day, I can work. And I have the abilities to do what I need to do, you know, to work and be able to get paid for that. So at the end, everything comes from the Lord. You know, if he says, no, this is it for you, this is the end of your life, and that's it. But for now, every day is an opportunity to give back to him. For everything that we have comes from him. And it's a good reminder for us to be thankful for. Right now, because of COVID, which was a really difficult time for a lot of us, you know, and for us, we have a kind of old house, but there's a lot of things that need to be fixed, which is, you know, I'm so thankful that my husband was able to, you know, be, you know, working at home and doing some of the fixing. He's not a construction guy, but, you know, thanks to good YouTube, he was able to learn and do the things from there. And he's an amazing guy, you know, amazing guy, which finally he's almost finished with one of the projects that needed to be done. And I'm thankful for that. But I was finding myself, and I know some of you might heard me, I was kind of complaining, like, I'm so tired. I don't want to see this mess anymore. I need my, you know, house kind of back. But I'm so thankful that God, you know, gave my husband the ability to do things like that, that now we can have our home and have some other things that need to be fixed. And many times we complain ourselves, oh, this house is so big. There's a lot of things to do. But then we go back and say, you know, thanks God we have a home. Thanks God we have a place where my kids can play outside and have fun, and we can invite other people to come over. And then we have a place where we can cover ourselves when we think about people, you know, being affected with a hurricane. You know, how many families lost everything, and we complain about what we don't have instead of what we have. So it's a good reminder for all of us. And, you know, especially now, you know, that we think that we deserve what we have. It makes me think about the hurricane. And I don't want to make anybody else or less or anything, but I just want to make this kind of comparison about, you know, people that were affected in Central America. You know, there was a lot of families, a lot of, you know, in Guatemala were affected. Like a whole village was destroyed because of the dirt that came. I don't know how you say that. Yes. That's, you know, there was a whole village. that was distracted because of that. And then in Honduras and Nicaragua, you know, houses flooded and all of that. And here too, you know, we had the hurricane in Mississippi and all that area in part of Florida and all of that, you know, that were affected too. But the difference between the ones here in the U.S., they have insurance. You know, and here in the U.S., we have big equipment, you know, all the big machines that they can restore this kind of quickly. And I don't want to make it less because I know I can't imagine being without my home for I don't know how long time. 1 week is enough, you know. But, you know, people are struggling with that, but they have that. But then people in our countries, they don't have insurance to complain about it. They have to, just by grace, whoever comes and give them, you know, a hand, they will be thankful for that. And sometimes it can be us, you know, we complain and we think like we deserve anything instead of being just going back to God gave me life. God gave me another opportunity to live and to live a life that glorifies his name. And I forgot to mention then so that I heard before that it says God give to you is your life. Your gift to God is what you do with it. So this is a good reminder. You know, how we live, not just this Thanksgiving day, but through the year, a thankful heart, you know, with a thankful heart, it will be a blessing to us. It will make a big difference to us and the people around us too. And I want to leave you with Colossians 3:15-17. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. I just want to pray and just close with this. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for your amazing love. Thank you so much for the gift of life. Thank you for the breath. Thank you for your presence in our lives. Thank you for giving us every day another opportunity to live for you, for your glory. Father, I know there's a lot of people that are struggling right now. There's a lot of people in need. There's a lot of people that have difficult times. I pray, God, that you will show them your love, your mercy, your care, that you care for them, that they will be able to see that you are with them. And even through that, through those difficult moments, they will be able to see you working in their lives in their favor. I pray for us, Father, that you help us and forgive us for those moments of complaining and just asking or crying out for things that we don't have instead of, you know, focusing on ourselves on what you have blessed us with. Thank you for our families. Thank you for our family in Christ. Thank you for our works. Thank you for our homes. Thank you for, you know, too many things that we can say thank you. But first of all, thank you for our salvation. Thank you for sending your only Son to die on the cross for our sins, even that we didn't deserve it, but you choose us and give us your forgiveness and our salvation. And I praise you for that. Help us to live a life of thankfulness. Help us to live a life where we can glorify your name and be thankful for in our actions and our way of our living. Thank you so much for your presence, and thank you for your Holy Spirit that reminds us how much you love us and care for us. In Jesus' name.